Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. All week, we've been looking at the past, present, and future of innovation in Milwaukee during our Project Milwaukee series, Innovation, How Do We Compete? And while some metrics confirm we're doing pretty well, others show we're falling behind.
Local colleges and universities are key players in developing the talent that startup and existing businesses are looking for. Still, the region has some way to go before all of the top talent is homegrown. Consider the case of Brookfield's Paragon Development Systems, or PDS. The growing IT company is working on collaborations with local campuses, but most recently has forged a partnership with MIT to develop new technologies for the healthcare industry.
Dr. Asif Nasim is president and CEO of PDS, and he's with us now in the studio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I wanted to start by having you give us a sense for what PDS does. So what are you about, and why are you located where you are?
So PDS has been in existence for almost 30 years. As a matter of fact, later this year, we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary. And we have been a very successful local company providing IT solutions and services to medium to large size organizations. We are in three different markets. Healthcare is our largest market. We're also in corporate. And lastly, government and education systems in the area. We also have a patient portal that is actually a national, and we also have some international customers on that patient portal.
Well, when you say patient portal, what do you mean?
Patient portal is a technological solution. It's a network where patients can call in and query their appointments, their lab results. If they have any other technological questions, we have a good center up in Madison where we have staffed it with over 70 individuals. It's HIPAA compliant. And it's a very good system that actually offers that support to the patients.
Well, and when we talk about IT in terms of the healthcare industry, is much of what we're talking about data sharing and information sharing among disparate groups?
So it certainly is that. What we do at PDS is we work with our partners like Hewlett-Packard, like IBM, Lenovo, VMware, Cisco. A lot of the large players, we have relationships with them where we can acquire their hardware and software, add value to it, and then supply to our customers within the three markets that I talked about. So it spans product, services, also setting up networks and communications capabilities for our customers.
Is Wisconsin a particularly good place to do this? And talk about why you're doing it here in the Milwaukee area.
So our current business, which is a value-added reseller business, I mean, Midwest, and especially Wisconsin, is a pretty good place to be, where we provided a very good channel to a partner to sell to the local hospitals, IDNs, corporations, and government, state, and local agencies, as well as education, academic institutions. What we're trying to do, I'm relatively new with the company, about 13 months. And so my vision has been to leverage from what we already do for the companies in the Midwest and provide them additional value. So, for example, right now we are developing domain-specific software applications for hospitals, for corporations, and for our customers in government and education. To your question whether Wisconsin is a good place for that, yes and no. we have our challenges in terms of attracting the right set of talent to the area.
Why do you think that is?
I think, you know, I came from Silicon Valley. I spent over 10 years in Silicon Valley. And what they offer there is a ecosystem, a community that attracts like-minded smart people, mentoring capabilities and opportunities, and perhaps most importantly, venture capital that's available there. I think combination of those are the ones that attract highly qualified talent that wants to make a difference. I think in Wisconsin we have an opportunity to create that kind of ecosystem. And I and PDS, we hope that we'll actually in some small way contribute to that.
Would you imagine we can ever really scale up to the degree that Silicon Valley has? Realistically, you know, is the best that we can hope for, you know, kind of a mini Silicon Valley?
You know, I think that's a good aspiration to have. And being an eternal optimist, I have no doubt that we can get there. I think what we do is we have to do is create an environment and an ecosystem that not only gives an opportunity for, we've got great academic institutions within Wisconsin, and so we have to provide an opportunity for them to stay here and offer enough of attraction to attract individuals from the coast. I'll give you a micro example from PDS point of view. Our relationship with MIT combined with what I believe PDS is capable of doing, not just regionally, but nationally and internationally, we've been fortunate enough to attract top-notch talent from across the country. I'll give you a couple of examples. In the last months, I've been able to attract two top-notch executives, one from the Chicago area, who has is one of the best in the industry in terms of creating and distilling and discipline of product management and product development in an organization. He's done a very good job in the last 8-9 months that he's been with us to create that best practice within PDS. And we're building a team around him. We're attracting good talent around him. I was also able to attract a top-notch executive to head up our software engineering team from Silicon Valley. He took his startup in Palo Alto public about a year and a half ago, and we were fortunate enough to capture his imagination for him to move out to Wisconsin, and now we're building a team around him. Our collaboration with MIT allows us to attract from Northeast as well, and we're in the process of actually bringing in a few top-notch individuals from MIT, Harvard Medical School, to work for us.
Well, what's the key to attracting people from these technology-rich places like the Boston area or Silicon Valley? What is the pitch you have to make to them to get them to come to a place that so many people in other parts of the country think of as flyover country?
So, frankly, I'll talk what I know about is PDS most than
sure.
Anything else, so I'll talk about PDS. What we have been able to do is to create a vision for the company that's very, very compelling. We already do a lot of products and service provisioning for our customers in Midwest. Helping them with domain-specific applications is a natural step for us. And we have a vision that captures these individuals' imagination. And we present this to them as a mission, not as a job, not even as a career, but as a mission where they can come in and make a difference at the intersection of technology and healthcare. So we've created use cases, especially within, for example, in healthcare, where we can do three things. One is to help a patient take control of their health by empowering them and getting them access to most of their information. Second, helping clinicians improve their workflows so they can spend more time with patients and improve the outcome. Thirdly, to create telecommunications and communications networks that bring the healthcare team and the patients together for better collaboration. And we have specific use cases in those areas. We have similar vision for other two markets that we're working in. And when we present this vision and mission to potential hires, we are able to capture their imagination, and hence our ability to hire them.
Not that you would ever want to see people leave PDS, but would you imagine one of the upshots of this is that people might come to PDS and do their good work here and then take their innovation and then potentially start their own companies doing things that link back to PDS?
You know, that would be wonderful. Obviously, that's a great vision. So many great companies in Silicon Valley and elsewhere have become universities of those kinds of innovations. When we can reach that level at PDS, we would declare success and move on. So clearly, that is a possibility. The idea is to attract some of the best talent in the industry, give them the opportunity, help them grow, and hopefully they'll grow within PDS. But if they take that knowledge and expertise and experience and start their own companies within Wisconsin, that's goodness.
At the same time, does it say something about the talent that we have here, the homegrown talent, that really to be able to do this, you're reaching out to Silicon Valley, you're reaching out to Boston or Chicago to find these rock stars, if you will. Are the rock stars that you bring in likely to bring in people who are developing out of the various institutions in the Milwaukee area, the medical college or UWM or Marquette or UW-Madison, for example?
No, it's absolutely helped. It certainly helps. And I should add that even though we just announced this relationship with MIT and Harvard Medical School, we are very actively working with the local academic institutions, and hopefully within short period of time, I'll be able to publicly talk about that. So we're working on that. In terms of attracting people and challenges associated with that to Wisconsin specifically, there are several challenges. Let me just briefly touch upon two of them. One is, I think we briefly talked about that, to take an idea and turn this into a great product, you need a great team. So you have to be able to attract people. And for that, as we talked about, we need an ecosystem. We need a vision and a mission for us to be able to attract people. And I'm glad to report that within PDS, we're having more than our fair share of that kind of pipeline. The second issue that I think we need to address in our region is that the way information technology is viewed by commercial enterprises. We've traditionally depended on these tried and proven functions such as finance and accounting to maximize efficiencies of things and assets. And that's a good best practice where you can take out costs, improve efficiencies, improve margins, and therefore the profitability. But you can take that practice so far before the laws of diminishing returns set in, right? So at best, you can get a linear improvement where 1 + 1 = 2, maybe 2.5, right, if you're lucky. The needs of the modern enterprise are very complex and broad and becoming more so. The workforce is geographically distributed and more often globally. The products are complex and becoming more so. Customer expectations of functionality and response times are ever increasing. They're escalating. Our teams are more mobile with need to have instantaneous access to information and people from anywhere, anytime, on any device. So you need some do differently to be able to actually address that complexity. And so I contend that information technology is the only way to put networks in place in those kind of corporations to adapt to the complexity of the operations that they're running. And therefore, you can, by the use of information technology, create nonlinear growth where 1 + 1 can be 4 or 5. In our case, I hope 11.
People talk a lot about government's role in this. Do you see in what you do, does government and maybe in a broader sense, the regulatory level, does it hurt? Does it help? Is it indifferent to what you do?
Well, I think I hate to say it this way, but it depends. Let me talk about one of our markets. In healthcare, for example, I think it was a wonderful regulation to have healthcare providers move to EMRs, electronic medical record. I mean, that was a tremendous and significant improvement. Now we have to actually take the world beyond that. And now that we have that information, supposedly, once we actually address the interoperability issue between various vendors' EMRs, Now we have the opportunity to take that information and improve the outcome for the customers, empower them, empower the physicians, and improve the outcomes for the patients. We have that opportunity. So that regulation has clearly helped. On the other hand, when you see what physicians have to do to comply with some government requirements about reporting and compliance, one could argue that at times it's taken physicians away from what they ought to be doing, which is taking care of the patient, and they are doing this administrivia, generating reports, making sure they're accurate, depositing into the registries, generating compliance reports. So whereas it creates an issue, it also creates an opportunity for people like me, the IT providers, where I'm asking now the question, can I go and help a physician take that burden off their shoulders, take it off their plate, and apply technology to it so they don't have to worry about doing that administrivia?
So where this may have provided a hurdle for the physicians, it's provided an opportunity for you.
Absolutely.
You came here from Silicon Valley, you say?
Yes.
Did it take some convincing to come to Brookfield, Wisconsin?
Yes, and I was talking with one of the reporters recently. I had no intentions of moving to not just Milwaukee, but Midwest. I was having a lot of fun on the West Coast. But frankly, the singular thing that attracted me here was the opportunity with the Paragon Development System, with PDS. What could we potentially do with the assets that we have, with the markets that we're in, and with the customer relations that we've developed? I feel like it's a privilege helping this team to get to the next echelon of success. So even though I was a little reticent moving from high energy, very stimulating Silicon Valley and Seattle environment to Milwaukee, the vision and the mission was enough for me to uproot from there and come here. And I haven't looked back in the last 14 months.
And the traffic's lighter anyway.
It certainly is.
Well, Asif Nasim, thank you so much for sharing your story and best of luck in your work.
Thank you so very much.
Asif Nasim is president and CEO of the Brookfield-based information technology company, PDS. You'll find a link to more about the company and the rest of our Project Milwaukee series on innovation at WUWM.com.